Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for December 16th. God's promises never fail. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise. 1 Kings 8:56b. Kayla was sitting in the living room staring out the window when her grandfather came in. "Why such a long face?" he asked. "It's a beautiful day outside." Kayla frowned. "Yesterday, Dad promised to take me to the zoo today, but this morning he said he had to go to work instead. He broke his promise to me." Kayla's grandfather took a Bible off the coffee table and sat down on the couch next to her. "I'm sorry you're disappointed. Your dad didn't mean to fail you, but he had to go to work. We all get let down by other human beings, but there is one who will never break a promise." Kayla sat up and listened closely. She couldn't think of anyone who had never broken a promise. Her grandfather opened the Bible to 1 Kings 8, and then he told her about the temple that King Solomon built. When the temple was finished, Solomon prayed to God and thanked him for keeping the promises he had made to his children. It was Solomon's testimony, Kayla's grandfather told her. He was talking about God when he said, "There hath not failed one word of all his good promise." "What kind of promises did God keep?" Kayla asked. Her grandfather told her about God's promise to Abraham. The promise that even though he was an old man, he would have a son. And that through his son, Abraham's family would grow to a number more than the number of stars in the sky. He also told her God's promise to Moses that he would deliver Israel from Egypt and give them the promised land. "The Bible's full of many more promises just as incredible," her grandfather said. And as he read the Bible to her, Kayla felt more and more amazed that all those promises could have come true. "But what about you, Grandpa? Are you sure God kept all those promises? Are you sure he will keep promises to you?" Her grandfather smiled and nodded. "My favorite of all the promises is the promise of eternal life for those who trust Jesus Christ as their Savior." He turned in his Bible to the book of Hebrews and pointed to chapter 10, verse 23. "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." Kayla's grandfather leaned over and gave her a big hug. We never have to doubt God's promises. We can trust him that he will never let us down. God will keep all of his promises. When I read the promises in the Bible, do I believe God will keep them? Is there a promise I'm afraid that God won't keep? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for December 16th.